Now, over to the Oval Office. With 30 days until a Biden presidency, what is a President Trump up to? Final days of a presidency often sees presidential pardons and clemencies granted. Will Trump be the one to pardon Julian Assange? Before we get into that, though, what is going on with Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and Michael Flynn having the presidency here? To discuss, we are very lucky to be joined this morning by Bruce Wolpe, Senior Visiting Fellow at the United States Studies Centre here in Sydney. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome to The Daily.
Good morning. Very busy in the Oval Office. Great to be with you. And a happy Christmas to everybody.
Happy Christmas.
Pardon me.
Pardon you? Hopefully you haven't done anything that's...
Nothing worthy of a pardon.
So, look... Obviously, I know who Sidney Powell is. You know who Sidney Powell. But for those listening who don't...
Sidney Powell is an attorney who has taken rather extreme views on presidential power and extreme views on the conduct of the election. And Sidney Powell has been kind of in charge of President Trump's legal strategy to try and overturn the election. And she has lost more than 40 cases in courts around the country, including in the swing states, and been dismissed by the Supreme Court twice. And she's still at it. And there was an extraordinary meeting that I believe you've seen some reports on in the New York Times and Axios. Our friend Jonathan Swan, who's one of the great Australian journalists in Washington, on what has been occurring. And President Trump desperately wants to overturn the election and remain as president. But he has no viable legal roads, and it's an immensely frustrating situation for him. And so there are machinations unfolding right now that he's trying to put into play, an emergency petition to the Supreme Court that was filed a couple of hours ago. And so this little drama is going to continue, but not with a happy ending for President Trump.
So what does this sort of mean for his attempts to prove voter fraud?
The Supreme Court will dismiss him again later this week. They put a deadline of Thursday, Friday on it. And so I just think he'll be bereft, and he's explored extraordinary things, using the military to go into the states that were contested to kind of rerun elections. Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, who was convicted in court, was headed to jail. Trump pardoned him. Flynn has urged President Trump to do this. And it's just astonishing and dangerous. And it just shows how unstable a situation it is. And you just hope that there are sensible people around the president to guide him to a safe landing on Inauguration Day, that he leaves and Joe Biden, who will be, can take office without the encumbrance of these terrible, terrible ideas.
What are the latest ideas coming forth from Rudy Giuliani, who's also not usually, I mean, he's been quite front and center during this latest escapade from Trump. What are the latest ideas he's putting forth?
He sees himself as a legal mastermind, and he's part of this last late petition. It was a statement from Giuliani that appeared on the Internet a couple hours ago on Twitter they filed in the Supreme Court for an emergency order here. So it's him, it's Sidney Powell, it's Michael Flynn, and then whoever else they can gather to be in Concord. But this is being resisted by the White House counsel, I believe the White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and others. And I think it really is upsetting people in Capitol Hill while they are dealing with emergency economic relief for COVID, like their JobKeeper and JobSeeker. There are tens of millions of Americans who are in economic distress, and 3,000 Americans are dying every day from this illness. And President Trump is playing these games in the Oval Office and not addressing the country on COVID, even though he has championed the vaccines that will ultimately help everybody. He's not even talking about that. It's just a really distressing situation at this moment of a transition of power in the capital in the country.
Are any of these plans or ideas feasible, though?
No. No.
So a fantastic waste of the taxpayers' money, then, is what we're basically...
It's feasible to challenge an election. You know, after people vote, people contest the votes. It's feasible. But after you run out of 40 court challenges and the Supreme Court tells you twice to forget it, well, then you should forget it. And the focus of the country is really on the worst winter since the Civil War, in terms of the distress the country is facing, and that's where a president should be dominant, because people turn to a president just like you turn to a prime minister here when the country is is facing immense challenges, and he's absent without leave. He has left his post. It's just a really terrible and shameful situation, and it's all public, right? So the world has no respect here for what's going on in the United States. He added and saying, my goodness, how can this possibly happen?
Well, it seems remarkable that conspiracy theorists are in the president's inner circle right at the end of his presidency. Changing course a little bit, can you give us a rundown of your predictions of presidential pardons from President Trump, besides the ones we've obviously just mentioned?
I think he will engage in a pardon of several, perhaps even dozens of people, business associates, political associates, family members, and we'll just see how that goes. It's not unprecedented to pardon family members. Bill Clinton did it with his brother Roger, for example. But here, the question is, no one unknown is under indictment. In other words, where a pardon would stop a sentence from being imposed or legal process being continued against them. So there's no Jared Kushner, the son-in-law, is not guilty, you know, been charged with a crime. But what is apparently being contemplated are sort of blanket pardons for anything that occurred while Trump was in office that these people may or may not have done. And that would be sort of unprecedented in terms of scope, because most pardons are issued for specific crimes that have been committed. And I think it would just leave a stench around the Oval Office as President Trump leaves the presidency. So we should expect it.
Right. Edward Snowden, Sarah Palin, and MP George Christensen are among some calling for President Trump to pardon Julian Assange. What are the odds of this?
Possible. He could. I think there's really extreme pushback from both sides of politics on this. Conservatives, because Assange is seen by them as publishing state secrets and just violating, you know, secrecy laws, and they don't like that. And then liberals, because Assange helped publish stuff that did in Hillary Clinton and the Democrats in 2016, so there's no love lost for Assange on the left. And so I think Trump may yet do it, because those leaks were very helpful to him to win the election in 2016. But I think there would be a lot of wrath coming down on him if he did it. But it's possible.
Well, Trump ran his campaign on both law and order, targeted at white suburban voters, and criminal justice reforms, targeted at African-American voters. Yet he may carry out the most federal executions in 130 years. What do you expect from him on clemencies?
Very little. Normally pardons and clemencies and so forth are vetted by someone before they get to him. So in other presidencies, the Justice Department has been the review panel agency for these requests. Where things come to President Trump, it's through his friends and associates, you know, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Jay-Z, who have causes, some quite worthy and others questionable. But anyway, it's people who have direct line into Trump and say, help me out. And so there is no formal process, and it comes down to his whims. So that's why almost anything is possible. And it's very hard to predict. And he changes his mind, you know, from day to day based on what he's hearing. Everything is like an immediate news cycle.
Who is when you
sorry, I'm depressing everybody.
No, look, it's
what's going on.
Well, it is. I mean, it's quite remarkable when, you know, in looking at it, what he really did exceed all expectations for turmoil within the White House that was of course expected of him when he took office, but a very different 4 years ahead.
It is. I'll have a better report for you at Easter, okay? But Christmas is really turning
dark. I'm going to hold you to that, Bruce.
The Easter bunny is coming. Easter bunny
very
gets
good.
A pardon.
Very good. But, well, Bruce Welby, thank you so much for joining us this morning on
Thank
on
you.
Daily.
And really, a good, despite all this turmoil, a good holiday to everybody. Everyone be safe, and let's just get through it. Let's have a better year next year. We really need it.
That sounds like a good plan. All right. Thanks so much, Bruce. Have a Merry
thank
Christmas
you.
And a great New
thank
Year.
Thank you. Great New Year. Okay. Bye.
That was Bruce Welby. Bruce has worked with Democrats in Congress during the Obama administration and currently a senior visiting fellow at the United States Studies Center here in Sydney.